Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Tweet at Miriam O'Cal. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, later this week, the Druid Theatre Company will premiere its latest show. Boland, Journey of a Poet, is the story of Yvan Boland's life, as she told it herself through her poetry and prose. And the timing of this new production is apt, as we get close to the first anniversary of Yvan Boland's death on the 27th of April last year. Well, in September 2016, I was privileged to have Yvan as my guest here in studio, and she read her poem, Quarantine.
Quarantine. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people, a man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking, they were both walking north. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that, west and west and north, until at nightfall, under freezing stars, they arrived. In the morning, they were both found dead. Of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone. The last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory. Their death together in the winter of 1847. Also, what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved.
Yvan Boland reading Quarantine on this show in 2016, and I'm now joined on the line from Galway by Gary Hines, Artistic Director, of course, of Druid Theatre Company, and from Los Angeles by the author Colm Tobin, who's edited the words of Yvan for the show. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, Gary, as I said, we're coming close to the first anniversary of Yvan's death, so it's appropriate that she's remembered, especially in her own words. But why did you pick Yvan Boland in particular for this new Druid production?
Collaboration, really, between myself and Colm, in the sense that I reached out to Colm in relation to developing some poetry live streams or films, short films, and obviously as part of that conversation, Yvan was central to it, and we suddenly realized there were two projects here, because in order to get anywhere near the scope and breadth of Yvan's achievement, we felt that it just made sense to devote one production solely to her and her work. So Colm has done this wonderful job of taking her prose and her poetry and weaving them together to give an indication really of her life and her work and her concerns as a writer and a person.
Why did you want to do this, Colm?
There are two great prose books that Yvan wrote, Object Lessons and Journey with Two Maps, which have wonderful autobiographical essays, some of which show directly how a poem began or what the roots or the source of a poem was. So I realized that you could put beside a poem about her mother, for example, you could put some of the autobiographical writings about that, or the great journey she made where she said, I want to be the woman writing the poem rather than the woman in the poem. In Ireland, the woman is always the subject of the poem. I want to be the actual person with the pen in my hand. And that journey then she made, describing her life in the suburbs of Dublin, a poem like Night Feed, those sort of poems. She has autobiographical writing describing what it was like to move herself as a woman, to become a mother, to become someone living in the suburbs, and then to become someone putting that life into an Irish poem for the first time.
Is it daunting, Colm, when you're editing somebody else's words, somebody else's work?
The rule was every word has to be hers, other word. So that it was a way just of paying homage to her. I knew her well, I worked with her at Stanford, and I had a sense, obviously, of her voice, but I knew these prose works very well, and I saw how it could be done. So, I mean, it wasn't daunting as much as that I made rules, and the first one was only Ivan's voice, only Ivan's words.
Gary, I'm trying to imagine, to picture what this show will look like. You know, describe how you're staging it and what people will see if and when they buy a ticket to the live stream.
Well, basically, we're in Druid in the McLally Theatre. We're in the company of Siobhan Cullen, who is reading the poems and the prose. And we're also in the company of an artist, Debbie Chapman, who is creating a portrait of Ivan over the course of the four live performances. I suppose, in a sense, as Colm says, it's as simple or as complicated as hearing Ivan's voice, but also trying to provide some sense of her life and the nature of the woman, if that's at all possible. I'm not sure.
You received your honorary doctorate from Trinity College. I think they were, you know, marking 100 year of women students at Trinity alongside Ivan. That's right, I think, Gary, is it?
That's absolutely right. There were seven women honoured on that occasion, and two of us received the Doctorate in Literature, and that was myself and Ivan. It was a great honour for me at the time, and it's particularly poignant for me personally as we prepared this piece of work.
Gary, how have you dealt personally with the pandemic? Have you found the past while tricky or not?
Oh, I have found it tricky. Absolutely. I mean, I'm one of those people who just simply obeyed the rules. You know, I mean, I think like everybody, I've found it over time. I found it extraordinarily wearing. While on, you know, early on, it felt, I think, to me and to other people, you know, a holiday. Oh, I can read all day. Now, just the absence of others is, I'm just finding, just it leeches vitality from your life and from how you think and feel. And I'm the kind of person, I don't like pubs. I never did, even when I was young. And now I would give anything to go into a noisy, crowded pub.
Yeah, snap. Colm, for you, how have you found it?
I've just been working really hard. I'm a bit like a dog in Thunder and Lightning. I went under the stairs and stayed there, and I'm still there, not coming out. But I think for a writer, it's you know, a lot of your time is spent on your own. But what Gary says, that I'd love to go and see a play. I'd love to go and see a string quartet, and a bar, a dingy bar would be just great.
You're in Los Angeles, as opposed to Gary and I here in Ireland. What's it like there now? I mean, is there lockdown? What is it like? And have people been vaccinated?
The vaccination thing has gone particularly well in California. I got in early because if you were over 65, which I just am, you got in very early, and it was completely efficient. It was done in the car park of the Dodger Stadium. Rule, don't get out of the car until we ask you, and then just don't get out. Just open the door of the car and we'll vaccinate you. It's sitting in your car. So that's how it was done. But Biden has made a huge difference to the general atmosphere in America. But not just that, this has been very, very efficient since he came in. He came in with a plan. And having him there, it's such a relief after the buffoon fellow we had before. And that is really making its way, it's made itself felt in just the level of vaccination and the efficiency with which it's being done. Also here, they kept things open in California, which they didn't in Ireland. For example, they kept tennis courts open on the basis there was no reason to close. I mean, that the open air was not a dangerous place. And so they kept tennis courts open here all the time.
What about restaurants and things? Are they open?
No. But everything's got to open very soon. I mean, the cinemas are opening. Even in New York, I have a friend who went to the cinema on Sunday. I mean, there's social distancing in the cinema. The cinemas are open.
Streamed performances of Boland, Journey of a Poet. It begins on the 22nd of April. And you can all get more details and booking info from druid.ie. And Colm, before you go, I see you're the subject of a new RT television documentary. It's going out on TV tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm coming to that age where they have to make a documentary about me to prove I'm secure. But yeah, I have a new novel coming in September, a lot of which is set in Venice. So we went to Venice and I showed them around the places that I'm writing about, the things I'm thinking about. But we went also to Wexford, to Enniscorthy Cathedral, the Market Square in Enniscorthy, and looked around there. I went to the Wexford coast, so, and walked around Dublin. So it's an attempt to describe the sort of world I come from and the world I've been writing about. And it was, again, you sort of feel, oh my God, it's a bit, am I not a bit too young for this? But then I discovered I'm not.
Well, it's called Colm Tobin on Memory Shore, and it goes out tomorrow night at 9:35. Listen, Gary and Colm, thanks so much. Until the next time, until that dingy pub when we can all have a drink. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Bye, Miriam. Thank you.
Bye, Miriam. Thank you.